Hi there, and welcome to Babes in Voiceland. Beth, Erica, Terry, and I are so glad you're joining us. Come on and pull up a chair at our dining room table and get ready to laugh.
Okay, so have you accidentally been butt-dialed by a friend like at 2:30 in the morning and not been able to go back to sleep?
No.
Anybody?
Well, that hasn't happened in a really long time.
I will tell you why that never happens to me.
Because you turn your phone off.
Because my phone is off.
We're sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
And clipped to my purse and stowed in the closet.
Oh, my phone is
boy,
next to my bed in
nope.
case there's an emergency.
Nope,
so
nope,
I got a call and I answered, what's the emergency? And unfortunately, it was my girlfriend who works a night shift and she accidentally butt dialed me and just hung up right away. She was so embarrassed. So I couldn't go back to sleep.
Okay.
So what do? I turn on the TV, of course.
I'm surprised you didn't call me.
At 3 o'clock in the morning?
Well, you never know.
Well, that's iffy. You may or you might be in REM around
okay.
there. Anyway, so I turn on the TV and there's this show about this girl who goes to Fiji because she's heard about a boy who thinks he's a chicken.
What? So, come on, did you read this on the internet?
No, I watched it on TV.
In the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night. It was not a dream. So I wish I could have slept. I couldn't. I was wide awake.
God.
So she goes to Fiji, and she'd found an article about this boy who thought he was a chicken. And she went, and she starts uncovering the story. And it turns out she goes to this town and finds out that the boy's parents said he was totally out of control as a young boy. So what they did to punish him was they made him live under the house with the chickens, because that's where the chickens live. Because the house is raised, so the chickens live under the house. So
where
he lived under the house. Right.
They don't have child protective services
no,
in
those
Fiji.
People
at
no,
all.
They
don't. I mean, it was sad. I mean, it was some things were funny, but it was really kind of sad too. And so he thought he was a chicken, so he would peck and he would, you know, make chicken noises. He'd cluck and he'd exactly he'd cluck and he would hold his hands like in little chicken
for
chickeny
real?
Chickeny claw kind of yeah for
How
real.
How long did they keep him under the porch?
Well, he was under the house for like a few years.
Oh
and
my
then,
God.
And then
the
she,
whole
she,
time?
Well, I don't know. They might have let
did
him
he
in.
Have to,
I don't know.
Didn't they feed him? Did he
No,
chicken
he was
food?
Pecking at things. They must not have
They said he was really out of control. So then they sent him to an old age home. But he wasn't old, but they sent him to an old age
what?
Home anyway, which they have these really weird old age homes there. And this poor boy, she found out that this poor boy had been tied up by his arm.
Oh,
he was
no.
like a chicken by the leg. He had to stay there, and everyone was afraid of him. So finally,
sad.
It's,
yeah.
a sad, it's
horrible.
Sad. But, there, but no, there's a happy ending. So there's a psychologist who comes through and she sees him and she said, oh, I see something in his eyes. So she says, I want to take him. So they're like, fine, take him. You know, so she took
what?
The boy who thought he was a chicken and she took him to, she had, I guess, a house for wayward boys or things. And she started to help
she
him.
Farm.
And it turns out that this boy was epileptic, but his parents didn't know.
Oh, no.
And they thought the devil came into him. And that's
oh,
why they made him live
how
under
sad.
The. Yeah.
Oh,
under
now, these
the
people thing. Should be shot. Honest to God, I would
well,
shoot him myself. I would have no
wow.
problem.
But anyway, she was able to help him rehab, and he stopped clucking for the most part.
And,
and
he's
happy.
Funny, but that was funny.
I mean,
but
it's funny, but I know. But it was kind of sad to see that this was a true story. But it just shows you like how when people are uneducated or they don't know what's happening, that it's. You know,
wow.
it can be kind of a sad thing,
that
but it was
unbelievable.
It's
that
a true story
happen.
Though, and the girl got to meet the boy who thought he was a chicken, and he really had perked up, and he liked interacting socially with people, although he was still a little shy, and so that was
huh,
you know the end of that
horrible.
Story.
What a horrible
so then the next
thing.
Story because I still couldn't go to sleep.
Oh.
Oh, was
God.
The parrot who thought he was a human.
A what?
A oh. parrot who thought he was a human.
Well, that's like my dog. She doesn't think she's a dog. She
right,
sits on
right.
pillows. She
yeah,
climbs up on the lawn
Bailey
furniture and
to.
Watches the other dogs run back and forth. But not her.
See?
She sits up on the chair.
That's her job.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, there was a lady in the 70s, you know, when they were like investigating dolphins and chimpanzees to try to communicate with them. She thought, well, you know, I taught my parakeets to talk. Why shouldn't
right.
I teach a bird to talk? Because then instead of signing, they could talk to me. So she got an African gray parrot and she actually she said he was her best friend and they did everything together and she loved this bird and she had a true communication with this parrot.
Did he have conversations though?
Yes, he had conversations.
No,
he
was back?
Exactly. He wasn't just parroting. Uh-huh. He was actually having conversations. Huh. So,
so
I guess
we have a boy that clucks like a chicken and a bird that talks like a man.
Right.
And this is what happens when somebody butt dials you in the middle of the night.
This is what happens. And ladies and gentlemen, this is what's on TV at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right. So this is what I found.
And we're all asleep.
And I thought it was just really interesting how, you know, depending upon your environment, what can happen to you, you know?
Wow.
So yeah, take that extra time
or
with
you
your dog.
Or you grow up with every possible advantage and your parents giving you everything you want and never telling you no. And then you start snorting condoms for fun. And that just kind of there.
La, 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 la.
Because that's the new fad.
It's better than Tide Pods, right?
Oh. I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Oh my I don't know either. Anyway, I don't know if this is a good one or not, but that's what I did in the middle of the night the other day, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Series of 47 years later, Sandy Johnson's sister Janice had awakened from a coma brought on by an accident in 1970. In our last episode, Sandy learned while taking Janice out for pizza that in Janice's mind, she still thinks, feels, and acts like she's 17 years old. Well, we all know that she's not. The reality is, she's in her 60s and is very much in need of a makeover if she wants to try and get a boyfriend.
You know, Jan, you really freaked me out yesterday at the pizza place hitting on that high school kid.
I know. I'm sorry. But he was so cute. And you have to remember, I keep forgetting how old I really am. My head says I'm still in high school. But then I look in the mirror, and I see this really old lady.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, too. I keep forgetting how hard this must be for you to have missed 47 years of life. Look, I'm going to take you for a makeover today.
A makeover? What in the hell is a makeover?
You know, I guess you don't know that term. It means I'm taking you to get your hair dyed, a new hairstyle, updated makeup, and a few hot new outfits. Then we can start looking for a hot guy that's more age appropriate for you.
Gee, thanks, Sandy. That's so cool. But, well, it's going to take me a while to think of guys my age as attractive.
Not if he's really hot, and even better if he owns his own company and he's loaded.
You want me to date a drunk?
No, I meant loaded as in rich.
Oh.
You couldn't have forgotten that term. Remember when you had that crush on that college professor years ago?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. He was old, but he was really hot, hot, hot. Well, actually, there was more to that than I ever told you.
What? Get out of here.
Yeah.
You were like 16 years old at the time, and if Mom and Dad knew, they would have killed you. But, you know, just start remembering him and start thinking along those lines.
Yeah. Hmm. I wonder if he's still around.
No, he's probably dead. Hey, let's have a party and invite a few of our high school friends so you can see what they look like now. Oh, better yet, let's look up some of your classmates on Facebook. Then you can see their picture before the party.
Oh, there's a book? There's a book that just shows everyone's faces? How do they get everyone's pictures? Well, that's crazy. Why would anyone buy a book full of faces? And with new babies and people moving, well, how do they keep it current? Do they do this all over the world?
Well, it's a computer thing.
Oh, God. Not that computer stuff again.
Look, first a makeover, then we start working on the computer.
Well, off they went in Sandy's car.
Hey, Sandy. I've noticed some things while you've been driving. Where are the phone booths and the mailboxes on the corners?
Gone. Gee, to tell you the truth, I don't even remember them going out.
Oh, yeah. I remember you taught me about cell phones, but what about the mail?
You have to take it to the post office, or there are stores in the strip malls called PostNet, or you just leave the letters by your mailbox and the mailman picks them up when he delivers the mail.
Damn, is anything still the same?
Yes. You're my sister and I love you and I promise to get you up to speed in life. Hey, here we are. Okay, little sister, get ready to look like a hot chick in her 60s.
I guess I have to transform from the 60s to my 60s. Yeah. Great.
Well, the girls spent hours getting Janice transformed, and yes, she looks super hot.
Sandy, put down your wine girlfriend and get in here and see your sister. We're all done, and if I do say so myself, this is one of the best makeovers I've ever done.
Damn, you look great.
Yeah, I really like myself. Can't wait to show Mom and Dad.
And when we plan a party now, you'll be the envy of every woman there, and every guy will be checking you out instead of his date.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
Uh-huh.
By the way, while I was having my makeup done, some guy poked his head in here, and he asked for you. He's a nice-looking guy. Who was that?
Oh, that was Mark. I've kind of been seeing him a little, but don't say anything to Mom and Dad. You know how Mom gets. She'll have me walking down the aisle next week.
Ah, kind of seeing him? Good. Then I have a shot.
Hey, Jen, that's not funny.
Remember when you stole a guy from me?
When?
Tony Pomisano.
That was in grade school.
I can still remember.
Cut it out.
Make me.
Now, really, stop.
Yeah, I've missed the stuff with you. I'm just kidding. Or am I?
Come on, come on. Come on now. Don't you even think about
it. Is Janice just kidding? Wow, she's getting in the groove of life and back to her old self rather quickly, don't you think? Will Jan look up her old professor, who's probably in his 80s, or dead by now? Or does she find a new man of her own? Let's hope she doesn't make a play for Mark. Tune in again to see what happens in the next episode of 47 Years Later.
So I was just wondering,
yes,
when it comes to flying in a plane,
yeah.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Or with our wings,
no. In the last, you almost feel safer with your own wings these days. In the last 3 weeks, Southwest Airlines that I love, and I'm still taking them to Reno.
I love them too.
Okay, I'm still flying them to Reno. Has had two windows blow out on two separate planes. One, someone passed away. The other one, no one was hurt. So my question is, window seat, yay or nay?
So the only people that were hurt were the ones by the window?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
What happened? The lady was sucked out, and two big Texas boys pulled her back in, but she
died.
But
she had been hit by the window when it shattered, and the debris actually, the impact of the debris is what killed her.
So do you think it's still safe to sit in the window seat? Like, first of all, who likes the window seat? Who usually sits in the window seat?
Well, I did, because I don't like people climbing over me to go to the bathroom and in and out and in and out.
So you're a window seat girl.
I was always a window seat, and when the kids fly with me, they like the window seat. They can look out. They can see things. It keeps them entertained. Well, maybe not anymore. Well,
okay, but in the past you have. Mm-hmm. What about you, Diana?
Long flights, which usually it was heading back to Michigan or Hawaii. It was. I like an aisle seat because I always have to get up at least once or twice during the flight to go to the bathroom, and I don't want to disturb anybody. So I'm usually an aisle person. But I will tell you that when I fly up to Seattle, because the flights are shorter, I have chosen window seats because I like to.
View.
Yeah.
View.
Yeah. So my choice now would be no.
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 Okay. And Beth?
Well, I always take an aisle seat. I just, the window, looking out the window is not that big a deal to me. I mean, when I was younger, it was cool, but yeah, like Diana, I want to be on the aisle in case I have to go to the bathroom. I don't want to climb over everybody. Really?
I used to like the window seat, and then I took a window. I had a window seat. I was going to New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And these two exceptionally large people sat next to me.
Oh, my God.
And I suffered the worst case of claustrophobia that I've ever had in my entire life.
Really?
Where I stood most of the trip. Because there were no other seats.
You stood
left
in
on the
your
plane.
Seat?
No, I stood in the aisle.
Oh.
and it was terrible, but I just couldn't sit there. So after that, I decided I will never sit in a window seat again. Huh. And I will only have an aisle seat, which I like better because I have long legs anyway.
Right.
But yeah.
And she trips the steward.
Yeah, but,
they're not called stewards anymore.
But you know what? Like, you know, what if something happened and somebody broke your car window? Would you never sit in your car by the window again? I mean, I think it's rare that something like that would happen. That wouldn't dissuade me if I like
you know
the
what it's
seat.
I have a friend that flies for Southwest, and I was just talking to her about this, and she's like, Beth, do you know how many thousands of flights they have? This was like such a freak thing, but I didn't know what happened a second time. But I know Southwest is very, very safety minded. They are. Right. It's a really good airline, and they're very safety-minded. So how this happened, I don't have enough information to know.
Right.
But I don't think that I would not sit at the window because I was afraid I'd get sucked out. But
you should
always
wear your seatbelt, though, when you're sitting.
Oh, always.
I think that's imperative.
Oh, so she didn't have her seatbelt on.
No, she did. Which...
And it still pulled her?
Oh, I'm surprised it didn't pull the seats and everything out. Do you know how much force that is if a window pops out at that altitude?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
I'm surprised it didn't take two or three people out. Seriously.
Hey, I was on a flight and these birds came and cracked the front windshield where the pilots were, and we had to have an emergency landing. That was like,
wow.
Crazy.
At least they didn't get sucked into the engine and blow an engine out.
Yeah. No, they didn't. Because
oh my gosh.
I don't want to talk about
Why
this
are
anymore.
We
speaking of birds,
we have all trips that we're going on. We're all flying places.
Speaking of birds, let's take a cow path and leave this for a second because I have
or forever.
Birds. Yeah, talk about birds.
Because, you know, I'm trying to fix up the house we're trying to sell. And I go over there, you know, we've had all this rain.
Oh, right. More death.
I go
Here
over
go.
There. There was, well, it happens. There was a dead pigeon in front. And I'm like,
it was a dove.
I didn't want to pick it up. No, it was a pigeon. You missed that one.
All right. Okay.
So then I go to the back, and there's two more dead birds in the back. I thought somebody was poisoning birds. You know what happened?
Huh?
Because Erica figured it out. Because it was raining so hard.
Detective Erica.
They were trying to get out of the rain, and they smacked into the window. You could see the big spots on the window.
And they were there, the poor little birds. Okay, so I have a good bird story.
Yeah,
that was kind of freaky.
It was kind of like the birds.
But we're supposed to be lighthearted.
Alfred Hitchcock movie. The birds in black and white.
I hate that movie. It scared the crap out of me when I was a kid.
Goodness.
Yeah. Okay, there's the cat. Yeah.
So do you want to hear a good, it's a duck story.
Okay, let's hear a duck story.
So the other day, there's a duck swimming in our pool. For real.
Like a mallard duck or a...
Yeah, like a mallard. And exactly like a mallard. And probably was a mallard. But Rob told Penny Lane, our little dog, to go get the duck. And we always tell her, go get the birds. Just chase the birds out of the yard.
Right.
But because sometimes now we walk Penny at Desert Shores where they have all the ducks, we've trained her not to bother the ducks.
Uh-huh. And here he is telling her, get the duck?
Yeah, and she was so confused. She didn't know what to do, you know? So I don't know. I have to figure out a way to train her. But it's in our yard, it's okay to chase them. But it's when it's in their yard, it's not.
So here's what I do, because we have the same problem. I live in Desert Shores.
Right.
And I take my dog around the lakes every single day. And I don't want him lunging at the ducks or lunging at the geese because he's a big dog and I don't like getting pulled out of my shoes. So if I say to him, get the bird, because we have two ducks that like to land in our pool. Because especially when it's mating season.
Well, let them have a good swim.
No. You do not want duck poop in your pool. They will nest in your yard.
Really?
And they will come back there.
In your pool, it's so gross.
And the chlorine really isn't good for them.
No.
So if you're a duck lover, you wouldn't want...
Yeah. So what I do is I just walk out into the backyard and slap my hands together and go, shoo, 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 and then they take off right out of my pool.
Right.
Okay, now everyone knows. Right. If you get ducks, go shoo, shoo, shoo.
If you go shoo, shoo, shoo and clap your hands, that's when they usually leave a present in your pool. So you have to gently get them out of there so they don't, because that really is disgusting.
No presents. Okay.
No presents in your pool. Thank you very much. Okay, so on that note, I think we could be done.
For joining us. You can hear more of us on Apple Podcast or leave us a message at our website, babesinvoiceland.com.